that. We have this thing we do before we start the show every week, and I almost forgot to do it. So if our show is a little off today, I'm going to blame it on that. And that's why I started by saying I forgot. Hi, this is the LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
And my name is Doobie Mosley. Joining me today.
I spent the whole day going, what am I going to be? I'm just going to be fanboy.
Joining me today, across from me, our fanboy.
I'm sorry that you're going to be disappointed. I think there's people that just listen to the first 30 seconds to find out who we are.
On my right is my lovely wife, Rebecca.
Hello.
And on my left is my lovely and talented assistant, Captain John.
Oh, so lovely.
So lovely.
We're going to start the show off a little bit different today. We're going to jump right into a voicemail.
Woohoo!
Captain.
Hi, Debbie and Rebecca. This is Big Brian of the Mouse and Up Podcast. I just wanted to call to wish you congratulations on your announcement. You guys are having a child. Congratulations, guys. Bye for now. That's it. Keep it simple.
Aww.
That was nice.
That was very sweet.
We ended last week, just kind of a coda to the show, saying that Rebecca and I are with child.
Yeah, we're excited.
And they're having a baby.
And so I just wanted to start off today with that to say it once
you.
Again, Rebecca and I are very pleased.
With child. I hate that term.
To be with child. Touche. And thank you for, Big Brian, thank you for all
I'm
the
well. I'm with children all day.
Will you hush up? Thank you for all the well wishes we've received from all the LPP readers and readers and LPP listeners. It's been very, very,
it's
very,
been very, very thoughtful.
Very heartwarming. We want you guys to remember this when we need diapers changed and children watched and, frankly, college fun. So with that, let's jump right into the show. Podcastliveplace.com, 866-718-9408. Let us know what's on your mind regarding anything we talk about today or anything in the world of Disney or anything in the world.
Not the world.
Yeah, come on. Oh. Tell us, what do you think about... No, I'm not going there. let's start off today with Disneyland.
Yay.
The place where dreams come true. Not to be confused with Walt Disney World. The place where dreams come true.
But only for a few more months.
Where champions celebrate.
No. Where dreams come true stays. Just the year of a million dreams ends.
Is it true that they're outsourcing dream givers?
What?
Outsourcing dream givers. That's awesome.
Where swingos come true.
They were going to give away cars, but they lost them. Outsourcing valet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, did you? I forgot to forward you that article, fanboy. There was a letter to the editor. You know how newspapers have the, you know, I have this business situation. I haven't been able to get it resolved. Customer service is avoiding me.
David Horowitz, Channel 4.
Well, this woman, and I can't even remember what paper it was, but her complaint was that her car had been driven around while she was at Disney World. And when she went to go pick up her car from valet, they couldn't find it initially and whatnot. And then when she got it back, the car seat had been moved and the children's DVD player was like at a different point in the movie or whatever. And according to Disney's records, according to the response that the guy got, you know, they said no, that it didn't leave the lot. They have, you know, video surveillance of the lot and whatever, and it didn't leave the lot. It had just been misfiled, and, you know, they did find it. And
I cannot believe that the valet,
I thought it was funny,
any Disney hotel would not.
How long did we wait that first night?
An hour.
And it was the daytime, which makes it even easier to find the car.
And then it was funny because it's been how many months now since this new thing? Maybe a year by now.
I would guess it probably was.
And we went to the Grand Floridian Cafe, and we were sitting there and waiting. And then another family came out, and they got their car, and so Dewey went over and was like, "You know, we've been waiting a little while." And he's like, "Oh, well, your keys are sitting right here. I'm not really sure why."
So,
remember? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. They forgot me.
They had misfiled his keys or something. So
they just didn't go get my car.
But, you know, the horror of all this is that they didn't pause the DVD. I mean,
I know, huh?
Really?
Isn't it? Correct
How
me if I'm wrong.
Is that?
It is a federal law that they're not allowed to change your radio station, move your seat, tilt your steering wheel.
You hate it when they move your seat.
I hate it when they move my seat because, frankly, I can't get in.
When valet scoot the chair up and then Doobie hits his knees on the steering wheel.
Or worse. We're lucky we're with job. And I really hate it when they change my radio station.
Yeah, you do.
You wouldn't think it mattered with the digital tuning now, but I hate it.
What about rear view mirrors? Are they allowed to move those so they don't wreck your car?
Well, they shouldn't be backing up.
Why not?
Have you seen how valet? You drive forward and you park.
Yeah, oh, and maybe then how do they get out of the parking spot?
They,
Yeah, okay.
Move it back.
So, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, wait,
Disneyland Resort changes.
What do you think about valet out there?
Oh, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, we're transitioning.
We've moved on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you play valet?
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So, the Orange County Register had a list of various things that have changed at the Disneyland Resort now that Labor Day has passed and summer is now dead.
Summer's
bang,
dead?
Bang!
Technically, summer doesn't end until June 20th.
Yeah, tell that to all the kids who are in school. It's over. Summer is over.
You
summer
know what? If they're in school, you know what they should be learning? When the season starts.
Well, summer is dead to them.
The fall equinox has not happened yet.
So there's no more McDonald's at Disneyland.
Wait, you know stop right there. That's huge.
You know what's ironic? All
what?
Of the Disney fans on the internet are loving that.
No.
So does that mean what it sounds like it means? Inside the parks, there's no longer McDonald's food?
You know what? I took that to mean that the McDonald's location at DCA wasn't open anymore.
But the Fry Wagon is all closed.
It is?
Stuff.
Okay. Really? That, I wasn't sure if it meant that as well.
Burger Invasion is gone?
Well, no. It's converting to... And I don't know that's happened already. I think it's going in phases. But I think it's just converting into
Burger
basically
Invasion.
Tomorrowland Terrace Part
yeah.
2.
Is this happening at Disney World as well?
No.
Do you have any insight?
They moved away from... I think they moved away from the French fries at...
Frontierland?
At Dinoland. But I think they still do. This is a Disneyland thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Anybody know anything behind this? What's
I know we saw
on?
The French fries when we were there the other day. Isn't it just part of... I mean, I just assumed it was part of the Disneyland Resort and the Disney Company's overall transition into a more healthy options for dining when you're out.
But the fact that it's not happening here as well.
I thought there were reports of it happening here a little while ago.
I don't know.
I thought there was, whether or not it's been...
I know it's there
right
now.
Effect yet.
So. I mean, yeah, the partnership. But, you know, the partnerships are always arranged so differently between the resorts and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
right.
Who knows what difference there is between the length of contract that Disneyland Resort had versus...
That's true.
You know, Walt Disney World. So it could just be a matter of timing for all we know. But the thing I find interesting is that, you know, right now you can go to the supermarket and you can buy Mickey burgers.
Right.
They're a little, you know, Mickey head.
Made of 100% Mickey Mouse.
No, ew. Yeah.
Make sure you bite the mouth first.
But you can't get those at a theme park, and I just find that funny that I can get more. And, like, they have, like,
Disney.
Well,
do they sell Mickey buns?
And they have, like, Disney cheese.
Because, well, you know.
Well, it's not a very big hamburger bun. Hamburger patty,
okay.
So therefore it can fit in
like
a standard bun.
Five.
Yeah, it's a little, it's for meant for kids, so it's a smaller size anyway,
right.
So it can fit in a standard bun. But they have Mickey-shaped, you know, cut-out cheese pieces now that you can get and whatever, and once again, you can't get that at the theme park. So it's
probably
just,
food cost.
It's just funny. I suspect it has to do with cost and operations and whatnot.
How hard is it to put a punch on a piece of cheese?
But it's licensed.
Wait. It's
licensed?
Yeah, Disney's there doesn't make food.
No, but I mean...
You think all that cheese came from Mickey Moo?
Hold on, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, you get the craft, you take the punch, you got your Mickey cheese.
I understand, but they probably...
Well, see, here's the thing. That, you know, at home, when you're in the kitchen and, you know, you're cooking with your kids or something, it's fun to, you know, you could point out the Mickey burger. But when you arrive at a theme park, it's going to be a Mickey burger hidden in a bun. So you won't really notice at that point.
Okay, good point.
But then it's hidden.
And it's funny because I remember when we were, you know, we used to eat at Stromboli's all the time over there at Disneyland Hotel. They had, for a while, they had their minestrone soup. They would offer it with Mickey noodles. But they were running into trouble where kids wouldn't eat the noodles because it looked like Mickey Mouse. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that butter issue at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so
they
stopped
Mickey Mouse
doing
butter
it.
And they stopped doing it because people...
What about
ice cream and pretzels.
Yeah, it's just funny how some foods it seems
like,
to be accepted.
Didn't they do chicken nuggets
and
Mickey shaped too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
don't
Mickey's
do
nugget. Anymore,
though, I don't think. Because they're not healthy. So they have to
no,
have the chicken strips.
They can be. Chicken strips. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
As opposed to the process.
But Mickey Cucumber is still around.
Yep. Made live at Epcot. If you want to sit through the land boat ride, you can see it.
What do you mean, if you want to sit through? If you get to experience the land boat ride.
I guess I've just been on it one too many times.
No,
you know what's nice is the narration is very consistent these days. You should be kind of hit or miss. But.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Golden Dreams, you better be sure you check it out before September 7th.
Which
because
is Sunday.
It will be closing
Sunday,
in preparation for the arrival of Little Mermaid.
Unless you are a part of a youth group, in which case it'll be open through the spring.
Oh, seriously?
In honor of the end of the year of A Million Dreams, Golden Dreams is now closed.
So that is funny, though. Apparently they're closing it, but they're not taking it out for a while. They're just not letting normal guests go.
It's so weird how it's closing in September and not like at the end of October. I wonder what the difference is between September and October that would cause them to close it.
I wonder.
Operational budget.
I'm going to miss Golden Dreams.
It was okay. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I do, but that was a good attraction.
Yes, it was.
I'm telling you, I don't mean this as a joke.
I want an apple.
Which is apparent because it's not funny. But when the Chinese person gets hit by the tomato, very sad.
It is.
When the dam blows up.
I think that was a Japanese
person. You're right. The Chinese kid was Chinese.
Yeah.
The Japanese.
I believe it was
Japanese.
A Japanese mail order bride kind of thing.
When she bites into the apple, I hate Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, you're right.
I hope I live to be 100 and you live to be 99.
Yeah, that's so pretty. Aladdin.
I don't understand.
Hope I live to be Tiger Woods and you live to be someone that won a gold medal in the Olympics.
Aladdin is going on hiatus, but it's coming back reportedly with some new technology and some more stage effects and new cast members. Well, you know, that rumor that it's going to eventually make its way to Broadway is resurfacing.
That's unfortunate. Have they seen the show?
But
you know, Tarzan and Little Mermaid, they're not exactly considered spectacular.
Little Mermaid's doing just fine.
Actually, Little Mermaid seems to be doing okay with the general public. The critics really panned it when it first opened.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean,
Tarzan just didn't.
Critics don't matter. Tarzan was a bomb.
Tarzan was a bomb, but Little Mermaid seems to be holding its own.
So I'm saying, you know, Aladdin, you know, it would just be another...
But I don't think when they went to Little Mermaid, they knew, you know, I'm not saying it's bad because that's not fair, but I didn't think they think it would be critically panned. Or as opposed to this show, we already know it's bad.
It's not bad.
I don't think it's bad.
I think so.
Really?
It's not awful. It's not Snow White, but it's bad.
If you would think that if they would want to put the effort into making it a Broadway production, which I highly doubt, that they would, you know.
It would be much bigger and grander.
Yeah, they would fix what they can't do.
So, they might as well just make Newsies.
So giving it...
Well, hold on. Before, do you remember this part?
Yes, but Michael Lee is no longer with the production for some reason.
So given that they're closing it down for a bit, if you could make some staging or directorial changes to it, what would you change? What would you improve upon?
The show would be greatly enhanced by a real elephant.
Okay.
I would get rid of the Tonka toy that kind of glides up when they start flying.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I would get rid of any part where Aladdin's on strings. All I gotta do is jump. Whee!
Yeah.
Superman.
See, for me, it all boils down to the ending against Jafar is just
really,
really, really just disconnected. It just does not work for me.
It's hard to end a show like that.
So I think that they really need to rework the finale, at least from the last time I saw it. I think they did get rid of that flopping, snaky, the little end of the snake thing that was there.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty stupid. The tail is wrapping around me because I'm lifting it and wrapping it around me.
It's nowhere near me, but I've got it.
Maybe if you didn't reach over and grab it. So for me, that's what I would... That, for me, I think really takes away from the show is that I kind of leave it with a kind of, not such a great taste because the finale is kind of a letdown.
Tastes like hummus.
Baklava.
The Parade of Dreams is going to play through the holidays. Return next year.
Okay.
And then play through. Oh, September 2009. So that means with the fiscal year.
The September thing.
With the fiscal year 2009, we may actually see a new parade.
Or it's committed to play through September 2009, and they have no idea what's happening in October 2009 when the new fiscal year starts. I don't want to get everyone's hopes up.
Repaint it. Yeah. Give it a new name.
They're getting rid of the snow globes.
I so hope they don't get rid of that parade. That's clearly the best daytime parade they've had at that park in the past 2 or 3 years.
It's the only daytime parade they've had at that park. You know what would be good? When's the last time Disney did a good, like, just downright good parade? Not counting special events.
Disneyland?
Any park. Any domestic park.
That's a good question. Captain, what's your first thought?
I kind of misheard the question, I think.
The daytime parade. When was the last really good quality Disney?
I guess you could say when was the last time they made a good nighttime parade domestically? Because if it is that, then it just proves my point.
But, yeah.
I think the last good Disneyland parade would be, Mulan?
That's what I was thinking,
You wouldn't put Hercules in there?
Oh, yeah. I think I would.
But wasn't Mulan after Hercules?
Yeah, so
irrelevant.
Mulan was...
Irrelevant to my point. Hercules, as soon as I said that,
I think they're tied. I think they're both, you know, the same kind of thing.
Mulan was just, I loved that parade at Disneyland.
And then they rehired him and he did a really bad job with the parade.
But have there been none here at the four parks here? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I would put Tapestry of Dreams.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I was going to say.
Tapestry of Dreams or Tapestry of Nations?
Both.
Oh, see, I like
the first
Gem
one's better,
Jungle.
But I would put both. Gem and Jungle's good, I agree.
Really
we moved on to Florida now?
We said any park.
Yeah. Okay, any park.
Domestically.
Then
Fantalusion.
Tapestry of Nations,
Mickey's Wet Works.
We can't forget, what was it, the Parade of the Stars or something? The Goofy Brains was the highlight of
the Goofy Brains?
Because they would wear these cloud things, and so he had a Goofy hat, except it was made out of clouds, so it looked like brains.
Do you really put Gem and Jungle in the same class as these?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And because, and maybe it's not fair, but I know that the parade route is so small in scale compared to the, I mean, these other parts, they just have such wide corridors or whatever to work with. And at Animal Kingdom, you didn't have that same liberty. You just cannot do, you know, a snow globe parade at Animal Kingdom. And so I think, therefore, given, you know, kind of the restrictions that you have, I think it's phenomenal. Yeah,
now,
I love it.
Are you sure you're not looking back on it with rose-colored glasses? I mean, when's the last time you saw this parade?
Yesterday. Oh, okay. Wasn't it? Yeah.
You know what I think is, though, the honest truth, I think the best one they've done, Christmas parade's being a whole other realm because it was huge, but it would be Boo to You.
I love Boo to You.
Happy Halloween.
I mean, seriously, I will pay the money
Don't
to go
forget
to the event.
The graveyard people.
Boo to You, I will say, is a really, really good parade. I also will say it's a bit overrated.
Wow. Aren't you a snob?
And by the way, I did forget, in my opinion, the best parade at a Disney park since Lion King. I mean, this sincerely is Eureka.
Is Eureka, yeah.
Come away with
We were big fans of Eureka.
Getting by it on the sidewalk.
we would work our entire schedule around trying to...
4 o'clock Eureka.
But it got much better when they changed the costumes
that
the
opening,
pogo stick people.
That opening week was really awkward. I'm sorry.
And for what I'm looking for, yes, it got much better.
You weren't really sure where your eyes were supposed to go. No, it's not
comfortable. They weren't supposed to go.
it was not comfortable. I'm glad they made that change. And apparently Seasons of the Mind closed.
That closed a bit ago.
And I guess they're preparing to make that the preview center to get everyone all excited about the project that hasn't yet started, but
that's the rumor.
It soon will, supposedly.
They've learned an important lesson, though. It's always good to have a preview center where you're trying to convince people to do something right next to the wine bar. They've learned that from years and years of press events.
That little film was like the most... Funny. It was like the best way to cool off.
Oh, it was awesome.
You see, they opened the door, and there was actually windows that if you went around to the back of the building, didn't exist. Remember that?
I know what you're talking about.
It drove me crazy.
Short trip.
Oh, man. So, as Doobie mentioned, we actually went to Disney's Animal Kingdom yesterday to see Disney's Animal Kingdom Jam and Jungle Parade. And with the much begging that we've received via email
and
whatnot,
for.
We've decided to bring back Doobie and Rebecca's Doobecca Adventure.
You notice my red on here?
Did you learn that from Disney? Doobie and Rebecca's Doobecca Adventures,
presented by
Doobecca. A Doobecca production.
With the special appearance today by Doobabica.
Okay.
That soon?
Doobabica, that's some good Moroccan food from.
Yes, lots of honey, but you get belly dancers. belly dancer.
Okay.
Right lanes are closed ahead as we approach Disney's Animal Kingdom, and the newly tarred lanes are quite fragrant. I feel bad for the toll booth attendant.
Hey, that's a big crane over there at Animal Kingdom.
Is that by Dinoland? I know Primeval World is currently down for rebirth, and you know what? It was.
Oh, it was? Well, as we approach the security check, we overhear this family really disappointedly saying, "Oh, we didn't get to see that tree lady."
Overheard as we travel through the Oasis, an obviously frustrated guest on her cell phone, "Well, I texted you all of 100 times. A little girl to what may have been her older brother, vampires aren't real."
They were really having a discussion about that. Mom jumps in and goes, no, they're not real. It was very funny.
And then they went to the bat exhibit.
Exactly. As we approach the Tree of Life, we hear a PhotoPass cast member laughing so hard he can barely get it out to an obviously soaking wet guest. Hey, how was Callie?
Hey, Rebecca, we have about an hour until the parade, and there's not a lot of people. Do you want to head over to Dino Land? You don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, not very often. Hey, I think the signs along the queue of the Finding Nemo show are new. They're cute.
Hey, there's Everest. Rebecca, you won't be doing that until March, yeah. But it's under 10 minutes, so is it okay if I ride?
Sure.
And as we walk to Africa, we spot a family who has decided their viewing spot for the parade is just perfect. Right on top of the arrows, that point that this is a walk path.
Half an hour before the parade in Africa, there's very few people. I'm talking maybe 6 or 7 along the parade route there. So we decided to grab some seats in the shade by the bar. About 10 minutes later, the Tamu Tamu side is filling up. So I think, I better go get a spot quick because I want to be right on the rope. But once I pass that large seating planter there by Tusker House, I see that it's still completely open all the way down to Safari. Filling up on the Tamu Tamu side, though.
So up until about 5 minutes before parade time, it's still completely empty. Finally, Rebecca goes over there, and I still stay until the parade gets to me. It was a quiet day yesterday.
It was very quiet. And then we had a lot of fun giggling at our friend who was driving in the parade for the first time. We got the appropriate amount of video and still footage to tease him for years to come. He was very clearly focused on driving, sneaking it away from time to time, doing the appropriate show. But, wow, you could tell he was really focused on making sure he stayed on the path.
And so it's time to leave Animal Kingdom. And as we're leaving, as a part of the great post-parade exodus of the park, we hear the security guard declare, "The herd is on the move."
It made me think of that when Joe Rohde was talking about the sculptures over the park and all the animal behinds.
Yep.
I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty much what it looks like right now.
So we're off to meet our friends at the studios. They want the air conditioning that's available at the Art of Animation.
We met up with them at the stage that's currently set up for Night of Joy there, and we're amazed by the interesting grouping of characters out front. There was Radcliffe, the Evil Queen, the Queen of Hearts, and Jafar over by American Idol Theater. Over by the Snow White topiary area, there was Snow White, Mulan, Jasmine and Aladdin, Belle, Mary Poppins. Over by the Hollywood Studios gate, there was Prince John and Gideon, which, for some unknown reason, had a very short line.
The most popular characters.
If someone was getting their Bible signed.
and by the stage.
Every time I say it, a hotel on property, I go, a rarely known reference to Pinocchio.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't Gideon. It was
Jay Worthy.
It was Foulfellow.
Yeah.
And then they were getting his Foulfellow poem signed.
Okay.
Continue.
And by the stage were the so appropriate pairing, and I'm not really sure why, of Minnie Mouse and Miko.
They both have imps.
They're both originally going to be dropped.
So our friends catch up with us there at the stage, and we head over to Art of Animation. It's not until we enter the theater that Doobie realizes that we are going to be seeing Mushu and not Walter Cronkite. After enjoying the air conditioning, we're off to Toy Story Mania.
The Toy Story Mania standby line is listed at only 50 minutes. It moves very slowly, and there's lots and lots of noise. That's a loud cue.
The cast on the way out of the attraction, the cast says that the Toy Story Mania Fast Pass are typically selling out about 1 p.m. each day.
And that 50-minute queue felt more like 80, because it was.
it was still worth
every minute. Although, I don't believe Mr. Potato Head took off his ear the whole time.
Actually, he did.
Oh,
I did see it, yeah. It was just as we were getting our 3D glasses. Seriously, couldn't have been worse timed.
And there you have the return of Doobie's Adventures.
Yay!
Good day!
Oh, it was funny because with the friends we were with, they also hadn't been in the animation exhibit in a while because he was like, "So when did they stop showing the Return to Neverland stuff?" I'm like, dude.
I was expecting Robin Williams and those long tourist socks. We walk in. This looks a lot like that Mushu show.
it's cracking me up.
You know the best part, though? We got to see a preview of Bolt.
And you realized that...
Here's a to see peek at some of our newer, but not better than me. I'd like to introduce you to Bolt.
And Doobie noticed that they do keep the attraction up to date.
I saw a Pez dispenser with Mr. Bowler Hat.
Yep, the man in the bowler hat was there.
Which was made at the animation studios in California. You know what's interesting is it's a little known fact that the animation building is 4 levels. Each level is themed to a different movie made at the animation building.
Really?
So Lion King, Brother Bear, Lilo and Stitch, and Mulan, not necessarily in that order.
I still remember taking a tour of the animation building back in the early 90s. And they were drawing the scene of the great fight in the Enchanted Castle. And it was actually the scene where the Bureau is, like, leading the charge down the stairs or up the stairs or whatever. They were actually, I can remember watching the artist drawing that and then flipping through the sketches and drawing a little bit more and flipping through the sketches. And then I remember when we were seeing the film, I'm like, oh, there, you know, everybody in my family was like, that's it, that's the one, that's what we saw. Yeah, it was cool.
That's cool. Putting an animation studio on stage for guests to see is one of the best things they ever did.
Recently, I was there and I saw them painting a cell of Mickey in front of a movie premiere. And then later on that hour, I saw it on sale at the Art of Disney Gallery.
Yeah, that's what the art and paint ladies do now.
I feel like there should be like another 30, 40 seconds to that.
No, it's good. No, it's fine. What's the reader email, please?
We got an email from Winged Nike.
Woohoo!
Is it winged or is it winged?
Ooh.
I'm not sure.
And maybe it's Nike.
Actually, it's just a swoosh with wings, and I called it that. I don't know what alt sequence that is to get that on your computer.
I hope you didn't die at the end of it. The guy ran the marathon and died. Am I the only one that took Greek history?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thought you meant the guy because in qualifying for the marathon, a guy died after.
Oh, no, that would be tasteless. I'm just making jokes about ancient history.
Usually your tasteless jokes end up on the cutting room floor, the metaphorical cutting room floor.
Yes. No, but this was just a joke about classical Greek.
Hey, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, he didn't leave a space for you.
That's okay. I'll just inject it.
This is Winged Nike. I've been meaning to leave a voicemail for you all of the last 2 weeks, but it was easier for me to just send an email.
That works.
That's fine.
Whatever's easy for you, Winged Nike.
He's going to send us next time voicemail's coming because they want us to say the name right.
I
don't think their name is Winged Nike. I'm just pretty confident on this.
What do you think it is?
Winged Nike.
Not winged?
No, that'd be stupid.
Are you sure it's not stooped?
Moving on.
Rebecca.
You're not making any sense at all, mate.
Rebecca mentioned that continuity or sameness is one of the main draws of Disneyland. While I agree in general, I have to mention that stasis is not always a good thing. Submitted for your approval, the dearly departed Movieland Wax Museum. I went there during its final weekend. And
not
it was
a lot of movement there.
Just like I remembered it. It was exactly how I remembered it, since none of the exhibits had changed. I remembered all of the displays and the movies depicted, but there was a lot of, who's this guy? And what movie was this? From a lot of the attendees. The newest movie there was Titanic, which came out in 97. The museum closed in 2005. There are a lot of changes going on in the parks, and I'm hoping for the best. I don't want the parks to become a commercial for every new movie that comes out, but they do need to keep relevant with each incoming generation. Good luck to the Imagineers and the cast members.
May the force be with you.
I agree. On to the topic of Soarin'. I'm not sure what I'd like to see, but I agree with DB that it should be a travelogue. However, I really hope it doesn't become a huge advertisement for Adventures by Disney.
That would be bad.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, look, it's Raven.
Maybe the movie can feature famous landmarks of the state, country, where Disney parks are located. And for DB.
What's the feature of Central Florida?
You really missed out on this, and apparently it's a link to YouTube, and I'm guessing it's Good Morning Mickey.
It is Good Morning Mickey. I watched it.
Yeah, oh, that was one. That was.
I've never heard of Good Morning
Mickey.
It was on the Disney Channel.
It was so much
fun. It was kind of like, what was the name of that Donald Duck show that they had?
Good Morning Donald?
No, it was in the afternoon. It was essentially Good Morning Mickey, except in the afternoon, and they would call it Donald.
It wasn't called like Donald Duck Presents or something?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Donald Duck Presents. And
do you know this, Captain?
I don't know. I don't recall Good Morning
Basically,
Mickey.
30-minute. Blobs of shorts.
Yeah.
Classic shorts.
Quack Attack.
Oh, like going to Mickey's Toontown.
Oh, yeah. Quack Attack
is what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was another. I think
no,
that
Quack
followed.
Attack,
that was later.
That was after.
That was later.
When they tried to make it hip and edgy.
Yeah.
But it was the same
relevant
kind of thing.
Lastly.
Wait.
I'm sorry. We're talking about Good Morning Mickey.
That's one impressive mask.
Yep. Once again, the team is distracted by PTI on ESPN and the fact that Regis Philbin is filling in for Wilbon.
No,
okay.
He's not. Wilbon's there.
Oh.
It's like
they're interviewing
a three-man
Regis.
Weave? Wow, cool. Okay.
So is it 5 good minutes?
Lastly, I'm not sure if recent shows and movies by Disney still protect the innocence of children, but I've noticed a trend where the kids are portrayed as always right, and this doesn't sit well with me. Do you remember the original Freaky Friday with Jodie Foster, and have you seen the remake with Lindsay Lohan?
Yes and
yes.
No.
And yes.
The remake on the service is an excellent family film, but after I watched it, I realized that it wasn't as balanced as the original. In the original, you got to see the difficulties of being a kid and of being an adult. In the remake, only the parent experiences super bad problems, and the kid has minor revelations about her mom's work and relationships. In fact, Lindsay's character acts the way she wants to act, and in the end, she, quote, solves all a patient's problems. Innocence is described as having a blissfully positive view of the world. Yes, fanboy, I used Wikipedia. Not as having the only view in the world. So thanks for letting me rant. Keep up the podcast. They help me kill a few hours of work each week.
Might as well kill it good.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to admit, the remake of Freaky Friday didn't really appeal to me. I wasn't a big fan of the original. I've seen the original, but I wasn't a big fan, so I didn't bother.
I like Chinese food, so it appeals to me.
But as to the change, I'm not somebody who wants Disneyland to always be the same. I mean, and I
clearly
hope that
not.
That's not what came across in what I said. I do feel that it's the continuity, the memory, the nostalgia that, you know, helps. But I don't think that you have to have the exact same experience as you had last time to tap into that nostalgia.
No.
Unless you go on the Backlot tour.
In fact, if it were up to me, I'd get rid of Pirates and Small World day
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, I know.
Small World, too?
Day one.
Thankfully, you're not in charge.
Expand the Jungle Cruise?
Thankfully, you're not in charge.
And monorails to everywhere.
Oh, but wow.
What did I do to you?
Oh, good morning, Mickey.
And Soren.
It was on right after Mouser Size.
Oh, I like Mouser Size.
Come on, everybody, let's
Mouser Size. That woman was all leg. She
I'm
was
glad you,
all
you know, I was four,
leg.
Didn't really notice.
She was, seriously, she had those Barbie doll dimensions where it's like the top third of you is
yeah.
no, not those, but... But where, like,
all
you just,
legs.
From head to waist, just, like, not barely half.
And, you know, it didn't help with the, you know, like, what exercise clothes used to be like with, like, the wraps around the waist and
this
stuff.
This is what I missed in my
and
childhood.
Really, really high-waisted. Have you never seen an episode of Mouser Size?
I've seen part of one
well,
episode.
Well, yes, we've seen part of one episode, yes.
Well, but also it's kind of fun to see how long it takes for Goofy to faint while filming those shows.
Yeah.
I just feel so sorry for Goofy and Mickey and those.
You should. Goofy
that's,
got
that's
a lot of
sad.
Abuse on that show.
It's really sad.
Things fell on his head. Poor Goofy. It's rough to be Goofy.
It's not easy being Goofy.
It's not easy.
But thank you very much, Goofy. Wing Nike. That was very interesting.
Yes,
please
keep
please.
It coming, Wing It Nike.
Yeah, that was great.
We
keep
love
it coming.
To hear from you. Winged One. Now we've got our weekly email. I think we call this now the Freaky Corner.
What?
No.
He goes by Freak. He goes
oh,
by Disney Freak.
Okay, fine then.
Is this like our version of George Foreman?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You know how
yes,
he's always on the show, but he's like never really there.
George Foreman, yes. And you can be Brienne Leary. Maybe that's what we should have been this week.
No, that's okay.
Well, but we're still missing
and I'll be Brad
two
Batchman.
Other people.
Didn't they have... Never mind.
It was better before JD, I think.
Okay. This is from...
Who was it? Who
Scott
was it?
Harriet.
Scott
yes,
Harriet.
Yes,
I
agree.
I could have done that.
With the traveling couch.
Yeah, with the couch.
That couch, I just imagine... Like, they had it going down... What's the Strumalong Bay one day? And I'm like, that must have just, A, ruined that couch. And now I have to, like, sanitize.
Anyway, this is sent to me. The subject is part of your podcasting world. Flag,
I want to be.
Flag where? Status red.
Really?
Actually, I did that.
Oh, okay. He didn't send it with high importance, did he?
No, he didn't. LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Pauses for fanboy. You really know how to create the big buzz with your breaking news about the new Dubeklet. A huge congrats, and I love the idea of an Adventureland theme room. Just be careful if you put Ginger in there, because we all know how much Ginger likes to snap.
Oh, name your baby Art.
No.
I thought you wanted to be named Luke.
I did, but now it can be Art on top. Luke Art Mosley. It can be on the lamb.
Sounds like a Shakespeare play. Luke Art Mosley.
Sounds like therapy.
I'm glad
bill
you don't
today.
Have a vote.
Ariel's beginning, in my eyes, was a decent prequel, which means you're wrong, fanboy. I really enjoyed Sally Field as Marina. She was a fun villain.
Of course she did.
With an even cooler sidekick. It was wonderful having
the
both.
Did I not mention that the sidekick was cool?
You did.
Thank you.
It was wonderful having both Jodie Benson and Samuel E. Wright both voicing their role again for a third time. It really added to it as being a true part of the Little Mermaid series of films.
Or part of a world. You might say.
But not to be confused with the Little Mermaid series, which is completely different.
The story seemed a bit forced at times, but the concept of how Queen Athena died helped to show us how we came to the
Spoiler
original
alert.
Film and tied it all together.
Spoiler alert.
Not spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Anything that happens in the first chapter of the DVD is not a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
By the way, this does seem to properly... This does mean it is a prequel and it is properly named Ariel's Beginning, according to that sentence.
Little Mermaid 3, Ariel's Beginning. Shouldn't be Little Mermaid episode...
0.5. The few original songs for the film were good, but I wish Ariel would have had more of a song, including one during the closing credits. All in all, though, a great addition
to the
series. As
opposed to the random singer they had at the end of it for no apparent reason.
Sad news.
Aw.
Return to Zero, better known to Disney movie fans as Four for a Dollar, after September 20th will no longer be performing before Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
Aw.
I can see we're all crushed.
No, it's sad, but I was...
It would be if I ever saw Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
I was reading another... I think it was The Diz, and they had an actual... Somebody had written them through their website, and the response they got back was really classy. I was really impressed.
Oh, that's impressive.
They said that, you know, it came suddenly. They weren't really... You know, they didn't really expect it, but that Disney was... The way that Disney handled it, they, you know, said pretty much... You know, but we have these auditions coming up. In essence, this role is no longer available to you. This is no longer something we need. However, you know, please be sure and come by when we start
audition for American Idol.
When we start our holiday stuff and whatnot. So I mean, to me, that
could be the Harlem Gospel Choir.
But that's really, I mean, I think that's really nice that you show that you appreciated what they did. You appreciate their talent. It wasn't like you kind of, you know, there's the door, and we hope we don't see you again.
Well, Disney tends to be that way with their atmosphere entertainment.
They kind of have to be, because...
So it's nice. So yeah. So I thought it helped. The response that they gave helped kind of soften the blow. Because people, you know, they develop a rapport, and they like these people, and then they kind of just disappear, and there's a bit of animosity there sometimes. And I've seen some performers use that to create a wedge and try and get their job back. And
there have been some that have been quite vocal about it.
Yeah, and so it was nice to see this response and the fact that it kind of softened the blow. So
you're right. He continues. It's sad to see them go since they have been there over 10 years now. Why Disney let them go is beyond me, since they are better than the actual show that's there. No argument from fanboys.
Although the new pre-show is still better than the show that's there.
I love Beauty and the Beast live on stage, but it's getting a bit stale and showing its age more than $4
for sure.
Yeah, that's not
really
a great
is.
Show.
No.
Dancing Flames.
That's what it has?
Isn't that what the end is when they kill the beast? Aren't they like
Dancing
Flames?
Yeah, they have the guys prancing around with the little thing and they sort of...
Oh, wow, I totally phased out of
it. See, I always watch it when they have like the sign language people there. It makes it... I watch them... More than the show.
Can you demonstrate? Very well done. Very well done.
To all who come to this.
Quick hits on subjects from last week. I'm really excited to see that Stormstruck is open.
Woohoo!
And the Kim Possible
for the 15 hurricanes coming to Central Florida.
Yeah, I know.
And the Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure is returning. Epcot Center. He writes Epcot Center. Epcot Center can always use some love.
It's funny. I said Epcot 94 today, so I feel your pain.
And let's hope this is not the end of it and that there is more to come. Oh, no. This is it.
Epcot will never be completed until Kim Possible's World Showcase Adventure opens, and then it's done.
We have painted the golden spike. It is over.
At least until next October. Miley may be having a party at Disneyland, but Demi, who recently turned 16 on August 20th, got to celebrate with thousands of fans during the Burning Up tour in Atlanta.
So you want to know the latest gossip?
What?
So you know how she has the song called Seven Things?
The Seven Things I Like About You, Your Adventureland, Frontierland.
Yes, no, Rebecca?
That would not be it. And there were rumors that it was, you know, because of her breakup with Nick Jonas. And then, oh, no, it's not about that.
I saw this in People Team.
Yeah, well, apparently...
Or team people.
apparently, it actually is about this. The director has come out and said, if you look closely at the video, she's apparently wearing the necklace that boyfriend gave her, and it's a medical bracelet for a diabetic. So, yep. So there you have it.
Brent, there's your ice cream reference for the week.
Yep. So there you have it.
On the same
night... That's so important. Can I just say, part of the reason why I don't think I watch Cheetah Girls is because with all the news roundups I do with Disney and all the email alerts I get about Disney and all that, I am kind of tweened out.
I would hope so at the ripe old age of 30.
I couldn't really bring
myself. Your wife old.
Yes.
While she's pregnant.
Oh,
dude.
She's no longer a tween.
He told the doctor I was old when the doctor's like, everything's going okay with the pregnancy. He's like, do you realize she's old? Like, oh, thanks a lot.
Those aren't the exact. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what you said. But no, it was just funny. I was like, wow, I just really didn't care about that film at all. And I was so excited about Camp Rock and whatnot. And I'm like,
you're not going to go to the Cheetah Girls
concert
with me?
I think I'm just tweened out.
You're not Cheetalicious.
I'm not Cheetalicious.
On the same night.
But you gotta build the excitement because the Jonas Brothers 3D concert film's coming out in
well, that'll
next
be fun.
February.
But that's different. They're on MTV. They're hosting the VMA Awards.
That blew me away.
Whenever I hear Cheetalicious, I think of Cheetos.
Me too.
I think of Bubblicious.
Cheetos.
Just want to lick my fingers.
We've got some right over there. On the same night, Joe Jonas also had his graduation from high school on stage.
Oh, wow.
So I think Demi may have had a better deal when it comes to spending her birthday with fans and having them all sing to her for a change.
That's nice.
Now, Miley's going to be spending her birthday with about 30 or 40 fans as well, from what I hear of the ticket sales.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
No. Oh, I was going to say, you've heard ticket sales are slow?
I have no idea.
I'm surprised it's not sold out.
All I know is the thread on our board that says Miley Cyrus's birthday is not sold out. But
yeah.
I don't know when it started.
When I checked the other day, it was, you know, it had already been available for a couple of days. Didn't say you cannot click on this link, you know.
Oh, you know why? They didn't announce that the trash can will be there. That'll push it over.
I thought that was a Camp Rock thing.
That's Jonas Brothers.
Well, yeah, but it's crossover.
No.
I mean,
he's not ready to crossover.
No.
Well, you got him doing movies and stuff already.
No. I think if they announced that he would be there as a special guest, people would go.
There might be a trash can.
I'm wondering if it's priced too high. It'll be interesting to see.
But it's for charity. You got to write it all off, every last penny.
No, you don't.
No, I don't think you can write off a dime of it.
And I don't know how many kids. I mean,
half
I'm
$250?
Sorry. $250? Yeah, and mom and dad are like, $250. You know, come on.
Yeah, my kid wouldn't be going if I had a kid.
Someday you might.
Into the vault.
Into the vault.
Seems like time is slipping away if you want The Little Mermaid and or Peter Pan on DVD. The word is that both will be going back into the Disney vault after January 31st, 2009. Didn't these just come out? And wow, how time flies with DVD releases.
Time flies, Peter Pan.
Well, they have to prepare you to buy it on Blu-ray.
Exactly. Did you see the list of like 18 movies that they're releasing on Disney DVD and Blu-ray disc?
Was Love Bug one of them?
No, but Herbie Goes Bananas for some reason.
Great Fires Bobby?
Because Herbie Goes Bananas is the one that people remember the title of.
Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
That's the one.
Herbie Rides Again. Herbie Fully Loaded. The Love Bug television movie.
I said people, not fanboys.
What am I?
You're fanboy. You're your own
fanboy.
Category.
You're good people, fanboy. You're good people. I hate that.
Am I showing that green?
And finally. So I am on my way to board the SS Tipton for a jungle trek that I'm sure that I will pay an insane amount of money for just to see if Paradox/Paradox and the backside of a waterfall. You love that attraction, don't you? Until I return.
Are you going on the Tipton?
That's
a nice Suite Life on Deck with Zach and Cody reference that he
really
segued into there, which premiered on the Disney Wonder.
Over the weekend.
Is that where you went? Until I return next week, check out Dr. Nicole from the Moles Auction, which is also going for charity. Seller name, Nikki New, and Chihuahua.
Who is the mole?
Brent.
Chihuahua.
Brent?
Yes, Brent was the mole. Who was the mole? You saw it.
I know, I didn't see the ending.
Oh, who was the mole?
The big guy.
Greg was the mole.
The one captain.
The one I picked from episode two, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that part of the act?
No.
No?
That actually almost happened.
He almost nearly died?
Yeah.
Who won?
The one who would the freak out.
Not Omarosa.
Over the journals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
The teacher.
I thought Omarosa was the mole.
Me too. We were wrong. Captain.
What would you do if a drunken sailor? What do you do if a drunken sailor? What will you do if
interrupt them at any moment?
Early in the morning.
No one will be able to find that.
No, see, I let their own silliness be their punishment.
But I suffer too.
Silliness would you like to punish?
What Doobie, you were doing the 70s... wah-wah version.
I was trying to do the music. He was actually singing the lyric.
Ah, okay. Well, see, now, whatever. Anyway, last time we were talking about celebrities we've seen at the parks, and Tom Hanks came into the equation, and I asked you what film would he be filming at Disneyland?
Ooh, ooh, I know, I know.
Fanboy.
Bosom Buddies.
It's that thing he did. that thing you do.
That thing you do, indeed. There's a sequence of the film where one of the band members winds up at Disneyland. And I remember that the first when we actually walked by the Matterhorn, we looked up. It's like, whoa, the Matterhorn car looks a little bit different because they swapped it out with the retro ones. So it was all like blue and stuff.
They had to buy it back from John Stamos.
They put Richard Nixon in the front seat. No, that was Kennedy, wasn't it? Bobby Kennedy.
They used the old Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What do you mean?
He's had...
He put on his old clothes that he saved for a couple of years.
And he changed his head.
He was a little...
I saw Return to Oz.
Dude, is that the scariest movie
what
ever?
What are you talking about? I've never seen Return to Oz.
Oh, the villain in that movie has all these heads that takes off the head, puts the head back. Oh, no, it's just wrong. Oh, that movie was just wrong.
Who got it? Just right.
So scary movie.
Utah Josh. Got
yay,
it.
Utah Josh. Go BYU.
No.
Is that who we play next week?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. Go BYU after the Bruins beat them. You know what my two favorite teams are?
Wow, I hear that a lot.
And Rhett Love fan chimes in. He was filming the Matterhorn. Yes, the Fantasyland ride, not the Tomorrowland. The Tomorrowland side.
I always get those confused.
Yeah, it's totally different.
All right, so today we were talking about California Adventure, but in Disneyland. So I think this will be pretty tricky. I wonder who will get it this time around.
It's tricky.
What was the working title of Golden Dreams?
Ooh. Golden Zephyr.
America.
You're a golden Suenos.
My name is Whoopi.
Where Suenos come
from.
Superstar Limo, because Whoopi was in both.
Superstar Lamo.
Lamo. That is
my man stinks.
That is one of the most conveniently named attractions in that regard.
I think they did that. Like, was, you know how WDI spends a lot of time researching the name?
Is that the first attraction?
Like Laffler.
Was that the first attraction removed from DCA?
Attraction?
Define attraction.
Yeah.
Okay, was that the first ride removed from DCA?
Yes. Well, it wasn't really removed.
Steph in Time was removed first, huh? Well, where was it?
Get a Grip.
Okay, but...
Three Bags Full.
That one's
I'll call
attraction.
Get a Grip Atmosphere. So, was Steps in Time removed before Superstar Limo?
Well...
Yeah, well, which one?
Like,
I mean,
fully removed, replaced
like
with...
Like, completely
the
gone?
The power
yes.
I think
slightly
so
before.
I think so.
Because I think Steps in Time closed in, like, September, coincidentally. And I think then Superstar Limo closed in January.
So.
Surprisingly. Nowhere.
Did Rocket Ross have a band make fun of it name? Like, you know, Superstar Limo?
It had something. I just don't
remember
what
it
was.
What it was.
There was
okay.
something.
Okay. But I can't remember.
I can't remember it.
So I was like, what was the last ride where it was just so bad that everybody...
Test Track, I believe.
What did they call that?
Everybody, no, he's saying that that's what they called Rocket Ross.
Oh, sorry.
That was the pejorative term, was Test Track.
Pejorative. Wikipedia.
No, sorry.
Post
your answers on the LifePlace.com discussion board. That's a tough one. I like that question.
Indeed.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
I thought of it all by me onesie.
I do remember... that it was originally intended back in those days to be like this big audio animatronic show kind of along the lines of another
America.
Golden Dream.
Yes.
Or the Tokyo
Where
Disneyland
would they have
thing.
Put that?
Meet the World.
Yes, Meet the World.
The farm was going to be a lot smaller.
Where would they... Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Remember
in
the
fact,
shoot
there
the shoots,
be a farm.
Right?
But Michael Eisner said that there was going to be a farm.
Okay.
That's not a pejorative Michael Eisner thing. That's just...
Michael Eisner wanted a farm.
What happened to the Shoot the Shoots ride I saw
Only
in the concept
Eisner
art?
The what?
In the concept art, there was a Shoot the Shoots.
Oh, that got cut. That was, like, the one big thing that got cut.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
It was still on the model, and you'd be like, what's that? And they go, oh, we don't talk about that.
I wonder why Michael wanted a farm.
By the way.
Because he wanted to buy it.
We don't have a Stump the Crew this week.
You're terrible.
That's funny. But we did have a correction from last week.
A corruption.
Ooh, corruption at the podcast.
Did we miss a reader mail?
We'll get there. Apparently, in our view answer, I just assumed you guys were right and didn't actually go carefully read the answer sent in by Magico 214, and you guys missed one. A Sherry somebody.
Oh, that's current. Yeah, Sherry Shepherd.
So there we go.
She was on Wheel of Fortune last night.
Oh, celebrity edition?
Yeah, celebrity paired with some guy who really doesn't, apparently, by the looks of it, didn't care what celebrity they ended up with.
What were the other celebrities?
A guy from The Sopranos, Well, I turned in when they were doing the toss-up question, so I only saw the middle guy and the one on the right. I didn't see the one on the left.
You missed Michael Eisner in his special appearance. And we do have one more reader mail today. Do we get the song
LPP.
Again?
Yeah, you know me.
No, I don't think we need the song
once
again.
A day for the
so
song?
So you guys discussed celeb sliding, so I thought I'd chime in. I'm an Anaheim native, and so this shouldn't be too much of a surprise, but I've also seen Michael Jackson at the Disneyland Hotel in the late
80s. Ranch.
He was very kind to us, and against the wishes of his bodyguards, stopped and gave us autographs. Oh, that's nice.
She's 10.
And we also saw the cast of MASH. We saw Dolly Parton and Kenny
She's
Rogers.
She's working 9 to 5.
In Disneyland Park, they met.
Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, I wonder if they were together.
Island in the stream. That is what we
You know, Dolly Parton also has those Barbie dimensions.
Okay, but those would not be the ones I was referring to. In Disneyland Park, we met Chad Allen. He was very young at the time.
Wow.
Not familiar with that name.
He is later on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
I thought that was Jacqueline Bisset.
Okay, that would be...
I thought that was a...
No, that would
be... I mean, Jackie Seymour. Jane Seymour.
Yes, but there were other people besides the medicine woman on the show.
Oh, okay.
They also saw Corey Feldman and Tina Gethers.
They turned out well.
When I was 23,
they went on Ventures to Interspace.
When I was 23, I moved to Orlando to work in Walt Disney World. I was a cookie baker on Main Street back in the 90s before the rehab, 95 to be 90 to 99 exact. So I had my share of sightings. I was working one evening and looked up to see almost the entire cast of Step by Step.
No way. Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy?
That's very cool.
Day by day. Day by day.
You can make fun of it all you want, but you know the sound.
I don't think he was on that show. That was Blossom.
Yeah. I rode the backstage elevator with the Lawrence brothers. Yes, Joey, too.
Sorry, I combined.
Yes, but no, that would be different.
Whoa.
He was gorgeous, by the way.
Just like he was when he danced at Disneyland a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. I watched the taping of the episode of Roseanne when they came to Walt Disney World. It was the part near Casey's.
She was beautiful, too.
Where she was throwing something on the ground for the CM.
I still remember that part.
Who, if I'm not mistaken, was an actor from the Adventurers Club who got to sweep that up.
Conga douche.
It wasn't... Wait, so they actually had a real cast member, but not a custodial cast member.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised they didn't get grieved.
And then... She
like
also...
getting grieved.
Oh, yeah.
Dee Dee has also seen the Backstreet Boys and Destiny's Child in the tunnels as well at Walt Disney World.
Dang, Dee Dee, you've got quite a collection
there. That's quite
the
list. That's awesome.
And Joey Lawrence was the highlight, huh?
I think so. That's fun.
Oh, well.
Hey, you know, come on.
Isn't Destiny's Child coming? No, that's on Vogue. That's going to be here for Taste of the Music or whatever.
I don't think Destiny's Child is A, around anymore.
No, Destiny's Child's not around.
No,
I don't
not
think, right?
The level that... Well, Beyonce is sort of... pursued her solo career.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the lineup of Destiny's Child.
Really?
No.
Let me tell you that I do.
Are we back to this again?
To what?
How hip and edgy how, bad boy is.
What about
is?
Cleopatra?
First is the View lineup. Now it's Destiny's Child.
And he also knew...
He knows I need to compensate someone's lack of knowledge.
He knows all five of the Village People.
And he also knew the theme song of Step by Step.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with someone that grew up while Step by Step was okay to watch. I also know the song for Family Matters.
Step by Step was never okay to watch, and everyone knows Family Matters.
And, do you prefer Urkel? What was the other one?
Popcorn or Churro?
Perfect Strangers.
Popcorn or Churro? My favorite part of the show. Urkel or Stefan? Urkel or Stefan?
Urkel, because Stefan, I just thought that he pronounced my father's name incorrectly. My father's name is Steven. Yes.
Rebecca?
Urkel, because Stefan was weird.
You have no answer, Captain?
Nah, I went to school with Stefan.
Really? I went to school with Urkel. I didn't.
They were not at the same time. He was there a long time if you were both there at that same school together.
As it boils down to, usually Urkel was fun to say. Stefan, yeah.
Stefan is fun to say.
You know what must have been annoying, though? Because you'd be in the hall, like, in like Royce Hall or somebody, and everyone in UCLA would be like, Urkel, Urkel. That guy for 4 years had to put up with that.
Wait, hold on. People actually used to talk to him?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Uh-huh. He would hang out. I think he thought it was I think he was like...
I went to school. I mean, I went to a certain high school that had a lot of celebrities.
Ballet Prep.
Shut up. That had a lot of celebrities there.
Ballet Prep.
Nobody cared. And I mean...
Will Smith went there, right?
What?
Will Smith went there, right?
Uh-huh. No. And we both went to the same college with various times. I mean, it's a college. There's celebs everywhere, one type or another. I'm surprised that people cared.
You know what's cool? I thought, you know who I've, the guy that plays Max. What's his name? James Marsden?
Yes. Jason?
Jason. James Marsden and somebody else.
Yeah,
Jason. Whoever that guy is who was on, like, every sitcom in the 80s, too.
Yeah.
I saw him. I was like, oh, that's Max. He had a Disney shirt. That was awesome.
He was on Step by Step, wasn't he?
Yep. He was on, like, I think every... It was, like, about TGIF Law. He had to be on it. Guest star.
The only celeb I can remember seeing at college was Troy Aikman, because he went to school there at the time.
Oh, really? Awesome. Was he playing football?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. No, I mean, at the time I saw him, he was just walking across campus.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
to his introductory to opening up the history textbook course.
We did not go to one of those schools. We didn't go to USC.
Oh, touche.
We went to the good school. The school that beat Tennessee this week, but that's another matter.
Oh, dude.
They missed the field goal.
You guys were so embarrassing that night. That was funny.
You know what my two favorite teams are. 50 words or less. Traitor, go.
I liked it. Not a big movie, but it was fun. Good think movie.
Good think movie?
Yeah. I mean, in that, it takes a little, you know, you don't know, quite know where it's going. I mean, it's not like a deep movie, but okay.
It's a good movie to see knowing absolutely nothing about it. Quite enjoyed it. Solid, good on the scale of 2008. So, podcast.laughplace.com, 867-18940. Before we close, this LPP.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Don't die. Anybody got anything to say before we close?
Hurricane Hannah Montana's coming.
What? Oh. You know.
You know, right now she's Typhoon Miley Cyrus.
And you know.
Typhoon, I don't think
you know,
so. Tropical
she,
storm.
Like, had, like, one of her, like, debuts on Disney Channel, like, at Typhoon Lagoon.
Coincidence?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what's awesome and new at the Magic Kingdom?
What is awesome and new?
They have a Sleeping Beauty pre-parade. Celebrating 50 years of Sleeping Beauty, that classic animated film that premiered in 1959.
Wow. Great math.
A, that's some weird math. B, how could it premiere in 1959 when Disneyland opened in 1955 with Sleeping Beauty Castle?
The same way Tree of Life could open with It's Tough to Be a Bug in 1998, and A Bug's Life could come out in 1998. Later.
Good
that
try.
Is not the same at all.
Maybe you could have tried Countdown to Extinction. I think you would have had a better argument.
Have you noticed that Sleeping Beauty Castle looks nothing like Sleeping Beauty Castle?
It looks a lot like Snow White's castle.
Walt Disney
himself on the television said, "Hey, look, it's Snow White's castle."
I remember him saying that. Speaking of Countdown to Extinction, what are they doing at Primeval World? They have huge cranes.
You always
back
call
there.
It World. There's no D on the end. It's World.
Dude, Primeval World is something different.
Visualized world of dinosaurs.
Okay.
Do.
I don't know. They had two big cranes over there, right?
Yeah.
They weren't moving when we were
and
there, though.
What's
so
surprising was even with that attraction being down and the popularity of Dinoland, they still couldn't fill up one cycle of
there were two people
in line. Tyrannosaurus spin around or whatever it's called.
Triceratops spin.
That's
get it?
The one.
It's a top that spins. So it says Triceratops spin.
Okay, that one's not funny, but Primeval World, that's funny. Say it again.
Primeval World Diorama, Primeval World Dinorama.
That's just, that may be the cleverest thing WDI ever did.
If they did it intentionally.
How about you, Rebecca?
You can't forget the little gift shop, when in Florida, visit Epcot.
That's a cool shop. That's one clever little land.
You know what's interesting in there? They have a movie poster in there that has a Universal logo. Do, do, do.
Dun, dun, dun.
So out at Vero Beach Resort, the guests got together and were cheering on the sea turtle. The Disney company actually helps with conservation biologists and whatnot to make sure that we do what we can with the sea turtles. And this one was named Lumiere. And he was the last of 8 sea turtles from Florida that were released this year along that coast, apparently. And the sea turtles are going to be tracked by satellite technology to see if we can learn more about their travel from the nesting grounds to the feeding grounds and learn more just in general. And he was apparently named Lumiere to raise awareness of light pollution because sea turtles rely on moonlight to find their way to the ocean and they can be drawn, of course, by artificial light sources. So a lot of the places along the coast here in Florida have really worked hard to adjust the way the lighting works and whatnot along the beach, especially during these times of the year when it can impact the turtles so that they can find their way back to the ocean. Because if they don't, then they get eaten, and that would be sad.
You know, little known fact is that if you're stranded on a deserted island, you can lash yourself a couple of sea turtles into a raft.
Really?
Make it off safely.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Die on top of them. Yes.
That's a brilliant idea.
No, you got to bring the rum, too.
And this weekend, we're going to go see a new Disney on Ice show. So I'm excited about that.
Also, I have some advice for Lumiere.
Oh, do you do?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Ooh, ooh,
but
ooh.
Thankfully,
Gustav... I sponsored a sea turtle at the Vero Beach.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you pay $50, you get a certificate, you can track it online, and you get a plush squirt.
Cool.
Which you can throw into the ocean to pollute it.
Okay.
I sponsored a little boy in Honduras.
Really?
But that's different.
Yeah, that is.
I got a letter from my turtle. Did you get a letter from your boy in Honduras?
We'll see.
You got a picture.
I got a picture, and he'll write me every 6 months.
Yes. And, Disney on Ice. Which one are we seeing? Do you guys remember?
We're going to see Disney on Ice on Saturday night.
World of Fantasy? Walt Disney's on display?
Yep.
I get it. Walt Disney on Ice.
Yep.
Cryogenic. What are we going to see? World of Fantasy?
Yeah, it's basically princesses, fairies, cars, and any other franchises that are important for fiscal year 2009.
So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun because it'll be different than what we've seen so far. It's a very broad.
They're leveraging the entire company on this
exactly.
one. Trying to keep it relevant.
It's a marketing ploy.
And I really want to see how they bring cars to life on the
if
Lightning McQueen
like
and everything.
Finding
usually
Emo,
you find another
I'm
car that's
battery's disturbed.
Working right, and you take the red end, you stick it on the...
Yeah.
No, silly boy.
What about Finding Nemo, Captain?
No, I mean, if they bring it to life like they did Finding Nemo, then it'll be highly disturbing.
You know, it'd be cool, Frankenweenie on Ice.
You saw the costumes for Finding Nemo, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they're kind of weird.
There were the people. You could see the people, except they had the fish protruding
out of
their
stomachs. Oh, yeah, that was the alien edition of Finding Nemo. Yeah.
You know, at Disney on Ice, no one can hear you scream.
I'm looking forward to the cotton candy.
I wonder. Oh,
I'm
looking forward to the program.
Oh, well,
$500
well,
cotton candy.
All sorts of princess hats and.
And no program and no
fun
T-shirt.
Stuff. Yeah, because we're first as always.
Who did we see? The Jonas Brothers? Well, we weren't listed. Orlando wasn't listed on the concert
yes.
T-shirt, but Tampa was.
Yeah.
When's the circus?
January.
Looking forward to that.
Me too.
My last circus without my little boy or girl.
Yep.
PodcastLifeInPlace.com 866-718-9408. And remember, the podcast will never be completed.